I am standing by a riverbank near Bamenda's main food market. Here, piles of waste plastic, fragments of food packages, plastic bottles and empty water bottles are visible. A survey carried out in 2013 by the government indicates that 58% of people in Cameroon dump their plastic waste everywhere, causing untold effects on human, plant and aquatic lives. Moma Henry is of the Environment Ministry.
Those below 61 microns are often used to dye foodstuff, and they are made out of petroleum products. They are cancer prone. Plastics were littered everywhere. Animals, some of them were feeding on it, and it constituted a problem in their digestive system. And you look at the waterways, they're being clogged by plastics, assorted plastics.
Before the ban, the government had promised to bring into circulation environmentally friendly options. But today, many locals claim such alternatives are unavailable. Ambe Stanley is a law graduate and a resident of Bamenda. He explains why he continues to use plastic despite the ban.
Because I use them because the government ban came without suitable alternatives. And it has been very difficult for us to carry along daily without this plastic. You get it? It is very difficult for people to go to the market and get perishables without this plastic bag.
A claim Henry of the Environment Ministry denies.
It's a gross error to say that there are no alternatives. Before the government came into this, it entered into partnership with the producers. The alternatives exist and people have been using. These days, you enter the boulangeries, enter the pharmacies, they are using plastics that are recommended.
Carrie Jackson is an environment and development expert. He runs the NGO, the Sustainable Run for Development, SURUDEV. He says before the ban, SURUDEV had engaged in a campaign aimed at raising awareness on the need to reduce the use of plastics and return to the former methods of food packaging.
I think the ministry still has a lot to do. They should encourage those who are producing. We have baskets that can be produced from non-timber forest products. We have even leaves. There are bamboo skin and so on. A lot of that has to be put into use sustainably. Even the leaves. Have you ever tasted corn fufu in the grass field packaged in leaves? It has a flavor that is unique. If the population knows how much dangerous plastics are to the system, I think they are going to switch immediately.
37-year-old Mother 3, Gum Michaelin, says after being sensitized on the negative effects of plastics, she has limited their use.
I've limited my use and I've turned to other alternatives. For example, before, when I prepare food like corn fufu, the way I tie them in plastic bags, this normal white plastic papers before preserving them in the flask. But after the education we had and the dangers associated with plastic bags, I tend to be using now plantain leaves.
In 2016 and 17, the government disbursed funds to some local councils to control the circulation of plastic. Fongo Kletus is mayor of a local council here. He says repressive measures are ongoing, but points out that there are many challenges.
The amount of money that is put at our disposal cannot just be able to carry out this exercise, since it's a really huge exercise. Banning this plastic without providing a sustainable solution.
In the meantime, every shop in market still sells plastic on a daily basis. This has helped in the smuggling of the product into the country from neighboring Nigeria, where production and sale remains legal, according to Moma Henry.
We are exposed to other neighboring countries that have not instituted the ban. It makes it very difficult, considering that the borders too is very, very porous, and considering that it's black market and people make a lot of gains.
Statistics from the Ministry of Environment indicates that about 600,000 tons of plastic waste are produced and not properly disposed of in Cameroon each year. Tebek Alphonse, Radio France International, Bamenda.